Ally.com.
America tonight. We're talking about the buzz in your backyard and mine. Still, it's over what's going on in Washington, somewhat anyway. As we head into a weekend, we're going to lighten the load. We're going to hit the mailbag. Plus, we can count. It is always about the numbers, after all. Speaking of numbers, John Boehner is the Speaker of the House again. He's reelected. He was sworn in with 220 votes, three more than the 217 he needed to snag the top spot again. But he was sweating it out earlier in that vote count. There were 10 Republicans who said no way, but 10 was not enough to sink his battleship. So Boehner, who was speaking out of both sides of his mouth when it came to the fiscal cliffhanger that was invented by the guys in suits on the Hill, is put back in place as the Speaker of the House. Not necessarily a surprise. We knew it was going to be tight, but the 113th Congress is sworn in and ready to roll. And now the speaker is in place, too. It's kind of like a wedding cake. He's there on the top. All the other layers underneath. Yes, Lane. It is. Give me some of those lame ducks again. And here's the thing that's so sad. So we get over this fiscal cliff thing, which there's so much stuffed into the legislation signed by a robo-pen because the president was in Hawaii having a father-daughter moment. So while he was doing that, the robo-pen signed the papers that solved the fiscal cliff. And really what it did was add a few taxes here and there and everywhere so that you somehow are going to be touched by this. That's the bottom line. The guy who said he would not see the middle class squished, John Boehner, gets crowned again as the speaker as he gives in to the crazy drama that unfolded in the last, really, couple of months in D.C. And it's been something that's been in the wind for a year and a half, and there was no movement to have anything happen until the last minute. So as that all happens, the bigger question as to our debt still hangs in the balance. I know the number is crazy, astronomical, ridiculous. You know, what does $16 trillion look? Close your eyes for a second. Feel around. Think about it. What does $16 trillion look like? And the answer is it's very hard to imagine that kind of money because it's monopoly money. It's ridiculous money. We could get even worse. It could go into the $18, $19, $20 trillion category, and I think it will unless we act pretty soon and elect people that have some spines and demand that we have a budget. You got to hold people accountable. If all of us are accountable in our particular professions or in our life, where is the accountability for Congress? Well, now we got a new Congress, 113th, like I said, sworn in. So there are some possibilities that we'll see some changes, maybe in the right direction. One can only hope that the Congress, which convened at noon, with all the pageantry and swearing in and politics that means, maybe this Congress could be tweaked a little bit. Maybe. You have some other people that are now on the Hill, like the 12 new members elected in November, who won another term, South Carolina Republican Tim Scott, the former House member, as you know, was picked by Governor Nikki Haley to fill Jim DeMint's shoes, who resigned to make money, because he actually was one of the guys who was worth the lowest amount of money on the Hill. He's now going to make a lot of money in a think tank. He's going to run a think tank. So it was the same old there. But I think you may see the different makeup might change things a little bit. And the Republican Party is going to be interesting to watch because Tea Party members in the Republican Party are insisting that with this massive deficits and the pressure for deep cuts in spending, we got to do that. And we have to have a reduced role of government, smaller federal government, smaller government. It's the only way, because we got to keep paying for it. It's the only way we're going to be able to get our house in order and figure out how we can start paying the principal. That debate comes up soon because we're bumping our heads against the debt ceiling. And Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, is bailing. So he's gone. Somebody new's going to be in place in the cabinet, and we're back to fighting over what do we do with this outrageous deficit? How do we handle this? What can we possibly do to turn things around? And the answer is accountability. Got to start holding people accountable. And if we start to do that as a government that was set up by us, we the people, then, you know, ultimately maybe we'll see that the number will go down instead of going up. It's crazy. It makes no sense whatsoever. In the meantime, we have some other things that are happening in the land of the ridiculous. And in the land of the ridiculous, probably the worst thing that I brushed against during the day was the paranoid nation that we've become after some terribly tragic things that have happened this past year, back in 2012, in the summer, the Aurora, Colorado movie theater massacre, and Newtown, Connecticut, just awful. But a Maryland first grader gets booted, suspended. And why? Why does a first grader get suspended? Did he pull his pants down? Did he curse? Did he throw a fit? What was it? He was suspended for making a gun gesture with his hand. Yes, it's true. Just at 6 years old, he made a gun gesture and said, pow, pow. And they decided, well, you know what, that's gun violence. That's a threat. So he is threatening to shoot a student with his finger, and he's going to have to leave the school. It's terrible. Nix Elementary. Yes. So the parents are naturally upset, saying it's unfair that first grader Rodney Lynch has to suffer any kind of a suspension, and it needs to be removed from his record. So now there is a movement to try to make that happen. The elementary school, the principal anyway, will the principal at the elementary school have the suspension scrubbed from young Lynch's record? They filed an appeal with the principal. We'll have to make that decision. Either they're going to throw him under the bus or not. If they don't expunge the record, then I think they're going to end up in court. Is this ridiculous? Kids who make gestures. Think of the gestures you made. Not these days. But when you were six, would you have gotten suspended from school? Dale in Illinois is going to get crack at this next. You can too. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.79.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.21.25, $860.63 for a half ounce, or $430.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.21.25, $860.63, and $430.31.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Coming up this hour, we're going to check the mail. Lots of you had plenty to say about Sandy and the lack of big bucks that should have flowed to New Jersey and New York, but did not, thanks to John Boehner and the lack of a vote in the House, not to be voted on until the 15th of January. And who knows if they vote this in, they should, the 51, but it hasn't happened yet, so there's no guarantees. They're kind of sweating it out there in the Jersey Shore area, sweating it out in the matter of not literally, but in a matter of speaking, because so many are having houses built, waiting for inspections, all that kind of nonsense. And it's a mess, to be sure. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale, what do you think of a world where you're a six-year-old, you're kidding around, you gesture with a little gun signal and say, pow, and you get suspended?
Oh, I'm in trouble.
I would have been booted out of Holy Rosary, out of Cherry Hill East. You name it, I would have been gone.
Oh, they'd have taken my shoes away. I got a couple of points, Kate. I was listening to President Obama, and he's talking about not getting through the fiscal cliff. Discussion, you know, which obviously weren't transparent. They were undercover. That Congress needed to get together and get this done to pay the bills. You got to pay the bills. I mean, really, Mr. President? We're $16 trillion in the toilet, and you're telling us to pay the bills? What a joke.
Yeah, pay the bills.
Gracious.
I know. Got to shrink that government. We got too many people on the payroll. We can't afford them anymore. We got to shrink it.
Yeah, and this aid bill, Kate, for Sandy,
mm-hmm.
for the people on the East Coast. Has anybody talked about the pork that was in that bill?
Oh, we have talked about it. It's loaded with pork, and that's the sad thing. so much of it, so many of the actual dollars need to go to the people. Just being back there and seeing some of the areas that were ravaged by it, no doubt. We know the amount of houses lost and businesses and everything else. So why are we pumping other things in there? Because it's the sneaky way. It's that sleight of hand. It's a sneaky way to get other things passed in D.C. so that maybe the American public doesn't notice what's happening with their money. Because we're the taxpayers, it's our money.
It's back to earmarks again.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the Republicans catching so much hell over this. And then how about the Democrats? Do they really care for their people that much that they want to pull all this pork in it and hold it up? I mean, they're just as much to blame as John Boehner.
Yeah, I agree. Why let that go through in the first place? Absolutely. And the reason why is because they want to get elected again and again and again, and the way to do that is to appease just with your particular pet project or to jam something through, and it's just not, it's bad government. That's what it is.
Let's get
brutal.
These people this $80 billion, whatever they need, so they can get their houses built, get their lives back together, and quit worrying about some fish farm up in the state of Washington. The hell with that.
Yeah.
Let's just get this done.
I agree. And also, it's crazy, you know, the whole idea, Dale, great call as always. You have a great weekend. You know, the whole idea, I said this was one of the big pork things I talked about in our previous show, is wind energy and subsidizing wind energy. So you say, well, what's wrong with wind energy? Isn't it an alternative, renewable, green source of energy? Isn't this what we're supposed to be doing, looking for in the future? The answer is, that's not right. And the reason it's not right is because it's only 2% of the electricity. And you can't say, well, of course it's only 2% because it's not developed yet. That's not right either. It's not realistic. And wind farms are not going to be the future at all. In your neighborhood, in my neighborhood, it's not going to be the future. And the subsidies are great for people who have these wind farms who are already loaded. They get the break is basically what it is. So, of course, they could afford the lobbyists. But get out of here with this as a renewable source. It's not at all. 2% of electricity. You know, give me a break. See, here's what has to happen. People have to just look under the hood. You know what I mean? It's like when there's something wrong with your car and you're completely an idiot when it comes to car things, so you just got to trust someone. But you don't really have a good mechanic. You take it into the dealership and you just trust that they're going to give you a good rate and fix what needs to be fixed. But you never look under the hood. You don't really look to try to figure it out. You don't Google something and say, oh, well, maybe this is what I need to do. Or just kind of experiment, ask somebody before you jump, before you take the leap of faith. And that is the problem here. That's the big problem, is not looking under the hood. Just seeing one headline, just hearing about whatever the overall number is, and not really reading the bills. I mean, that's part of the problem. And if I'm a politician and I'm trying to get something through, I love it. I don't want this out here. I want to keep it simple. I want to keep it simple. I like what I'm doing. I'm collecting my pension in the end and kissing a few babies. I'm not saying every politician is this way either, by the way. I'm giving you the stereotype. And I'm just smiling the smile, and I'm going to keep getting in there. I want to keep getting in, especially when I got to do a lot of dancing in the House because I got to do this 2-year cycle. So I'm always looking to be reelected. And my focus, the people around me, that's the focus. That's the problem. That's where the focus is. And they know none of us. They know, I shouldn't say none of us, because many of you are smart and you're doing that. And certainly we try to do that here on America Tonight. You got to look under the hood. And the more we look under the hood, the more we hold the politicians' feet to the fire, the better off all of us will be in this country. Because we'll understand, we won't be blindfolded anymore. We'll understand really what's happening and where our money is going, where it's going. Without a doubt, taxes are going up on everyone. So the whole idea that, oh, you're not going to be taxed if you're in the middle class is bogus to begin with. And for some, it won't seem like it's a ridiculous amount of money. But for others, they're going to feel it. And sure, the so-called rich, which is the deciding marker for a rich person is $400,000. They'll get it worse because they'll face 44%. But in the end, everybody pays. Everybody pays. Nobody is getting a pass here for everything that just went down in D.C. That's the idea, is don't let anyone look under the hood. If they don't look under the hood, maybe they won't find out. Maybe they won't find out. So, coming up, we're going to do that mailbag thing. Lots of you had things to say about Sandy Hook Elementary kids, talked about the names of the gun permit holders that were released in the paper back east in the New York paper. Now there's death threats to that newspaper. People that had their names in the paper say that they're being exposed and they're in danger because of it. People who didn't have their name on the list because they don't own a gun say they're exposed because now the criminals know how to get to them. It is just a wacky, wacky world that we live in, let me tell you, where a kid does a gesture of a gun. He's a kid. He's six. Says, pow, gets suspended. Then you have the newspaper that, because it is Freedom of Information Act, easy to get the names, pumps out the names of the people who are gun permit holders. And now the New York County Clerk is saying, you know what? This is endangering too many people. This is giving stalkers and thieves a roadmap to victims. This is not a good thing. The Journal News, which I used to read all the time, is New York City's northern area's paper of record. And they publish the names and addresses of pistol permit holders in Rockland and Westchester County. And the newspaper, when they got the information, they said that the county said they need more time to fulfill the request they had. So the law gives him the prerogative to refuse to release the public information, the New York County Clerk, but he released it. So ultimately, who's going to get targeted on the list? Again, a wacky, wacky country we live in. Keep it here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, will you marry me? Ooh, ooh, ooh. But I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. Ooh.
All right, as promised here on America Tonight, I said we were going to check the mailbag. Lots of mail. You still can throw in on a couple of the things we've been talking about. Obviously, there's massive frustration over the ridiculous physical cliff, as some of you are calling it. It does feel physical, doesn't it? It makes you feel sick. Because, first of all, it was trumped up to begin with. The date, an arbitrary date, riding in on the white horses. And then John Boehner speaking out of both sides of his mouth, but not just John Boehner, as the point was well taken, Dale in Illinois is correct. He wasn't the only one. Certainly there were others that you could throw on the fire for ultimately what was voted on and what wasn't voted on. Get the people their money. He's absolutely right. In New York and New Jersey, they need the money. They've been paying in. Let them get their money. You know, here's the thing. Do we need some government? Oh, yeah. I don't think we do away with all government. But the problem is, it's bloated in one area where the fat cats just keep on getting fatter. They just keep increasing the amount of people, the amount of money that each year they're getting throwing on, while the areas where that are so important are ignored, including balancing a budget. It's such an obvious thing that needs to happen, but it just gets kicked because it's easier to do that. Yeah, why? I don't want to be on the hots, but sure, elect me. As I said, I'll smile. I'll try to do a few things. I'll jump up on C-SPAN, and you'll see me make my points. Take my pen, make my points. But when it comes down to it, they're a bunch of chickens. They don't take the tough stand when they need to take the tough stand. And the ones who do ultimately get thrown by the wayside because they don't get elected again. So there has to be a crack in this facade somewhere. Don't want this show to be all negative. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I promised we'd go to the mail room. I got my shoes on. We're walking down the virtual hall, and here we go, checking the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, the wheels are off. We can't pay our after fees to the voiceover guy. We're down to the last few moments of that. So we're holding auditions. If you think you can be the voice of the mailroom, send me your offerings at americatonight.net, and maybe one of you gets to be the voice here on ATN. This is what happens. I'm telling you. All right, I was talking about, and we're going to go to the emails related to guns in a second here, about the gun permit holders whose names were printed in the paper. And I know I did this story, you know, a week ago as to whether or not this was the right thing to do for the newspaper, because they could do it. They could ask for the names. They got the names. They had basically a live, I'm going to call it like a live feed. It was a map. It was an active map that you could click on, and you could find out who had guns and where they lived and all that kind of stuff, which, wow, it seems crazy. Aren't we supposed to protect our addresses and all that stuff? So it was there. If you were in Westchester, boom. Exposed. Rockland County, boom, exposed. And now at the Journal News, since they published The Gun Owner Next Door, part of the coverage of Newtown, Connecticut, what happened there, just another sidebar story, what happened is they're getting threats, lots of serious threats, so they've got armed guards at the newspaper office. Interesting, they get armed guards, but yeah, we argue whether we could have one guard in every school in America. That's beside the point, though. So the Journal publisher didn't respond to my request, didn't respond to, I think, probably half of the world's requests to come on their shows, because I wanted to know what the deal was. Because, you know, initially what the newspaper said is that's public information, so we're going to put that public information out there. How do they feel now, though, that they're getting so many threats, they have to take them seriously, and they have to pay to have guards in front of their building? So should they have published the database? Should they have done that? Because they have the access to it. If this somehow goes to the court, I think that the paper is protected. But there has to be some kind of a consensus as to what you should and shouldn't do, right? Should you make a pass at this? Are you realizing all the angles and what the repercussions of it are going to be? Well, the repercussion for the Journal is you're supposed to increase the subscription and the people reading your paper, picking it up. So maybe they did that because they got a lot of publicity, be it negative publicity or positive publicity or whatever kind of publicity. But what's interesting is, and I think, you know, this story has now been circulated a little bit, this happened with the Wall Street Journal, and it led to a crazy case. And what happened was the information was denied. The information was denied to the Wall Street Journal by the New York City Police Commissioner, and that was part of the deciding factor in favor, ultimately, of the newspaper, because the newspaper went after them in court. And the whole idea was about gun permit holders and releasing the info, because, you know, the gun argument has been around since the beginning of time here in America, or so it seems. And it's too late because the cat's out of the bag and the bag's in the river, right? Cat's out of the bag, bag's in the river. That's it. It's already out there. The information's out there and for all to see, to click on the map and to have a copy of it and know who's got a gun and who doesn't have a gun. All right, so this is the mailbag segment. Here's what Gretchen had to say, because, as I mentioned, we talked about this a couple of different times. Gretchen says, wow, printing people's names who have guns seems as though it may help the people who have the guns, because you'd have to assume they've got the permit, they probably have the guns. So if I'm a thief, I might not case your joint. But what about the guy two houses down from you that I can clearly see on the map, and he's not listed as a permit holder? Ooh, maybe I think he's right for the picking, especially, as you mentioned, Westchester County. That's a pretty wealthy area. Isn't that where the Clintons live? And they do. The Clintons do have a house there. Westchester is very, very big. I'm sure not every section of Westchester is filthy rich people, but there certainly are a lot of people that have money there and in Rockland County. Here's one more. This one from Jake in Austin. As always, Katie Kate, great show. Enjoy it. Like the use of the gun permit deal, talking about all the different aspects and some of the rules and laws in various states. Have to say, releasing the names of the people who have at least the permits helps the people in those homes, but could damage all the other people who are missing in action when it comes to the ability to hold a permit and have a permit. Well, there you go. You know, that pretty much sums it up. We're all in agreement that if your name wasn't listed on there, perhaps it's open season on you. The newspaper can't do too much complaining. You know, First Amendment, freedom of information, all of that kind of stuff. They wanted the information. They got the information. They printed it. Now there's blowback from them because of the death threats they're getting. They have to hire someone, two people, in fact, because they're so worried about it. So this is what it costs them. Excuse me. Ultimately, it costs them the fact that they had to end up spending some money that they never had had to spend before because of the focus on the newspaper and printing the names. And the people were shocked. They had no idea. You know, you wake up and your name's in the paper. And your name's in the paper with your address, no less, saying that you have a gun permit. Yeah, that would kind of freak you out a little bit. And think of stalkers. The stalking thing is the worrisome thing. So that was the question. Is it giving a roadmap to the stalkers and any kind of criminals or not? Just in general, would you really want to have your name printed in the paper? I'm going to say no. Okay, quickly, this one from Joe, who says, been listening to the show for a long time, here, checking out what's going on with Sandy Hook. Kate, do you think that truly they need to say that Sandy Hook is now the safest school in America? Is that supposed to make us all feel better about what happened? No offense, but I don't think it does that. 26 people, 26 souls lost their lives. So whether Sandy Hook is now safe or not, you cannot get back the people that were killed, especially those innocent babies, the 20 of them. How do you really make those parents feel better about what happened or make them feel more normal? The answer is you really can't do that. Well, the idea is now, at least for the people that live there, they're trying to do that. So they had their first day of classes in Monroe, Connecticut. Police roadblock is still up, and it's up around the new Sandy Hook Elementary School. That's what they're calling it. And sure, it's probably the safest place to go right now, but it certainly wasn't the old school anyway. Stay with us. ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when you're...
The numbers in this edition of We Can Count. Topping the list, oh, it's a sad one, pedophiles. Big story about U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents cracking down big time. They rescued 44 kids, that's a good thing, from sexual abuse. It was part of a child porn investigation. 245 arrests over 5 weeks, happening very, very late last year. Perfect way to end the year. There are about 79 people who have been abused as children, including 24 victims who may now be adults and are seeking the public's help to identify the people who are allegedly sexually abusing young children. And this is because of images that are posted on the Internet. So this is Operation Sunflower. It commemorates the anniversary of a case where agents discovered evidence that a child was in imminent danger of being raped by a relative. Boy, that's a good thing. Anytime you can save a child, and I think it's just a sick, twisted individual who has anything to do with raping, sodomizing, hurting a kid in any way. This is why no matter what someone has done in prison, they have family members. And if you take a raging pedophile who is convicted and put them in the general population, which often happens, they'll take care of their own, if you know what I mean. And for good reason. Because it is a sick, twisted, awful thing. Beyond the pale of words that I could ever describe for anybody who suffers through that and how they can survive it and then go on to lead some kind of a semblance of a normal life. How about this? The search for Michigan's most wanted criminal, one of them anyway, is over, they say, but it wasn't because he was captured. There's a newspaper in Detroit, Detroit Free Press, is reporting that Jerry Bergevin, who escaped from a Michigan prison camp back in 1969 when he was serving time for burglary, was granted an administrative discharge because of his age and length of time that passed since anyone last heard of him. So 44 years after escaping, he would be 80. His granddaughter spent years researching background to try to explain her family's past, and she says, well, I guess he's free, and it's likely he probably died years ago. There's weird details on him. He did a stint in the Army in the 50s, had a twin brother, all this other kind of stuff, and how crazy is that? He escaped in 1969, so search is over. Forget it. We don't search for this guy anymore. 44 years, that's enough. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if he suddenly showed up? Because 80, lots of people live past 80. Who knows, he could be alive somewhere and thriving. The Sunshine State, I was just there. They're hosting a Python challenge. You're going to love this. Starting on January 12th, they're going to have prizes of up to $1,500 for the biggest snakes caught. Wildlife folks are saying be careful. What they're doing is they got an online course going on, and what they're saying is they have all these snakes. They have a crazy amount of snakes in the Florida ecosystem, and it's killing it. It's hurting it because people are releasing their pets, like their pythons, their Burmese pythons. And think about that, 18 feet long, some of these pythons, and it's starting to kill Florida's ecosystem. So how do you kill that population? There's so many. And the way you do it is you get the people to help you. But tell them to be careful around those snakes, by the way. They think there could be tens of thousands of the snakes living in southern Florida. And they're devastating the bobcats, the deers, the raccoons. Remember last year we were talking about the largest python they ever found in the Everglades, 17-foot snake. It was carrying 90 eggs. Man, 90 eggs. That shows you how many may be living there. So how do you do it? I don't know. Has anyone out there ever caught a python? How do you kill them? How do you get rid of them? I think you take a machete and you behead them, or you shoot them with a gun. So the snakes that people catch, they have to be delivered to a drop-off site in 24 hours. And they want that to happen because they want to try to understand the patterns of the snakes. And if they can figure that out, that might be helpful futuristically. Wow. Let's go python hunting. That sounds like fun to me. I mean, they're not dangerous, but they can kill a kid, I guess, and maybe an adult in some circumstances. So far, 400 people have registered for the Python Challenge. 400. But will that be enough to wrangle up the thousands of snakes? Ugh, count me out of that contest. No thank you. Oh, that sounds awful. Let's go wrestle up some snakes. Nah. 400 probably and counting. Enough people could get out there with a bucket, well, probably more than that. Get out there with a bunch of those mesh bags and just start to try to take your machete and chop through some of the thick glades and get in there and grab some of those snakes up. And I bet those 400 people do pretty well in trying to capture them, round them up. I would think so. Let's go to another one. It is about the numbers after all. We Can Count is the name of the segment if you just tuned in. I didn't even realize that this was happening. About 100 people have died of exposure in this crazy Indian cold front, a cold snap that they're not used to. Police say that at least now the number keeps jumping. 114 people have died in the state of Pradesh. And a lot of them were, of course, poor people who had their bodies, who found their bodies anyway, on sidewalks or in parks. The weather temp was 4 to 10 degrees. Oh, 4 to 10 degrees, that is freezing. And Pradesh is right there by New Delhi, and it's pretty low. I mean, they're pretty cold all over the place. How do we get there? From snakes to the cold temperatures and people dying of exposure in India. Such a rare thing to say. Cold temps in India, even just reading that headline is jaw-dropping. Jaw-dropping to say the least. All right, and finally, how about this last one here that has to do with the shooter with a military rifle that killed three people and wounded two in a Swiss village? Is it that we're reporting on these kinds of things more, the more horrific they are, or are we just seeing an uptake in people losing it and doing things that are inexplicable, easy for me to say? And Switzerland, think of Switzerland. Why do they call Switzerland Switzerland? It's supposed to be neutral, right? So three women died, two men wounded, and the shooting happened when the kids returned to class on Thursday in Newtown, Connecticut, after their shooting. And they're saying that a man in his 30s, fired about 20 shots into the village of Dalian. He had a Swiss military rifle and a handgun, then threatened to shoot the troops that were sent in. He pointed weapons at the people, the colleagues, all of them that had gathered in to come get him. So they opened fire to neutralize him to avoid being injured themselves. The motive for the shooting, they do not know. Just that he was using a military rifle that was once standard issue, if you will, in the Swiss Army during the first half of the 20th century. Very popular among the Swiss people. They say in the Alpine country they've got at least 2.3 million weapons. 2.3 gun clubs, rather, are very popular in the rural area, especially with kids around 10 and a little bit older. Food for thought. You want to shoot me your thoughts, you can do that. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.